Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander against your Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. There's a story behind that, damn it. Mitch, please, go ahead.
All right, guys. Yesterday, the New York Jets confirming their interview with a familiar face, former head coach Rex Ryan. Now, before his interview this week, Ryan made a spot on ESPN New York, telling Rick DiPietro and Dave Rothenberg things will be different in the Meadowlands if he's running the team next season.
Well, I'm saying this. I just painted a picture on why you wouldn't, if you were the Jets, why you would have pause on bringing him back. And clearly, when you have a guy that doesn't show up for mandatory minicamp, and by the way, is your quarterback coming off an injury, I think that's an absolutely ridiculous message you sent to the team. Obviously, if he comes back, things would be different. If he's back, it ain't going to be the country club, you know, show up whenever the hell you want to show up. That ain't going to happen. So I'll just leave it at that.
This guy's been out of the league since 2016. No. Rex Ryan is a great soundbite. That was a great soundbite. No. However, and this is a disclaimer, this is not a direct comparison to the Browns just by talking about another team. The Jets are a bad franchise. I don't take them seriously, so I might as well be entertained. So yes, please hire Rex Ryan. I might as well be entertained.
That'd be so much fun. He's fun. He's so much fun.
I might as well be having fun with him.
Now, I have to admit, I got to cover him for training camp one year.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to be the year they were on Hard Knocks. And every press conference was a circus, but in a fun way, especially during that time of the year. It's before the season starts.
The one time he showed up as Rob Ryan against the Browns, remember? And he put on the wig and the gut.
So he's so quotable. And I love that because in this league, and we're in Cleveland, what are we getting in the way of quotable from anybody associated with the Browns? You might get some Jim Schwartz stuff. You really don't get much at all. And so just as someone who, I don't care if the Jets are good or bad. So give me good quotes. Give me whatever. Now, whether or not Rex Ryan, I bet he can still coach a defense. Even though the game's evolving, I still think Rex Ryan can coach a defense. But that's a coordinator. That's not necessarily a head coach. So I'm not ruling it out that he could be good, but who's his quarterback? Who's going to be their quarterback? I mean, is it Aaron Rodgers?
No.
He can't move.
No.
And he played all right. Somebody corrected
me last year and
said he finished up decently.
Yeah.
But he still, their season was over.
I'm not telling you what I think about Aaron Rodgers here until someone calls up and says it. I ain't going to do it. But they don't know who their quarterback is. I don't think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. So who's their QB? And where are they? You have to have somebody who's strong enough and strong-willed enough to match whatever intensity or whatever he's saying. It's such a weird thing. Again, they got Mike Tannenbaum, who used to be their general manager, leading the charge of finding their next general manager. Him and Rick Spielman, both 33rd team. So I don't know if you're listening to Ryan that much. Ryan Wilson, CBS, our buddy. They got the first pick. There's only so many things, because he hosts it with Rick. There's only so many things they can say, and they have to like stop segments and stuff
because he's actively looking for a general manager for the New York Jets, and there's certain things he can and can't get into right now, and so he can't be a full-time co-host with Ryan. It's really interesting, by the way, and we carry it on the Odyssey app. But I find it tremendous where it's like, yeah, Mike Tannenbaum used to be your general manager. Now he's going to find another general manager. He's probably going to find a guy like Mike Tannenbaum and probably going to find a head coach like Rex Ryan. And they will probably have to find two new head coaches that hopefully aren't like those guys, or a head coach and a general manager who aren't like those guys in the next 3 years. I don't take the Jets seriously at all, but I want to be entertained. They're not my favorite team. I have no emotional attachment to them. I love the Browns, so if I don't care about the Jets, you might as well entertain me. If I don't like you enough to respect you and watch your football and see what you're doing, you might as well entertain me. And I'm sure there's gold in them there hills, just like I say about the Browns, but I might as well be entertained. All right. Tonight, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, your Cleveland Cavaliers. Big game for Darius Garland. Big game for Donovan Mitchell. Big game for expectations. Tone, we've talked about it to death. There is one thing I wanted to get in again. We started off the show with Rodney's clip talking about Jimmy Haslam and Jimmy Haslam being in the exit interviews and whether or not Jimmy Haslam should even be in the exit interviews. Here's Rodney McLeod.
Typically, you're going to do your meetings with, of course, AB, ownership, your position group coach, more than likely the coordinator, and of course, the head coach being Kev. Those are probably the five that you're going to meet with in some way. More than likely, ownership takes place too. And that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That doesn't happen everywhere, to be honest. I've been in certain stops where ownership happens for selective members. Ownership happens for every single player. It just really depends on the organization and their style. I talked to Has. That was probably like 20 minutes. It was a good conversation.
I was a little bit surprised that he was in that, but it makes sense. I know that some listeners were not too thrilled with the idea. It's just because they're a 3-14 team. They're terrible. And you don't want the owner around. You think the owner has been meddlesome. But if you want change, the owner's going to have to get involved. No one's going to fire these guys except for the owner. And who likes Paul DiBodesta around here? Show of hands. Who trusts Paul DiBodesta with football? Nobody. If Jimmy steps away, who's he going to put in charge? It's going to be Paul DiBodesta. So Paul DiBodesta isn't going to go away from his guy, Kevin Stefanski, and isn't going to go away from his guy, Andrew Berry. So if you're one of the ones who want change, wholesale changes, don't trust any of this, why wouldn't you want the owner to get involved? But that's just based on your fantasy. If I were Jimmy Haslam, I don't think I'd be doing a radio show in the morning, but if I were Jimmy Haslam, if it were me, the owner of a 3-14 football team, yes, I'd like to hear the opinion. I don't think I would be in there talking to one of the draft picks from this year. I don't think I would be in those meetings. But I would want to hear a 13-year vet who started with a team that eventually moved with the St. Louis Rams, won a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles, ended up in Indianapolis and played for Jeff Saturday, who went from ESPN to the sidelines. He's seen greatness and dysfunction throughout his entire career. He's lived the best and worst of all the worlds. Jim Irsay's drinking buddy, quote by Joe, loved it. He's seen that. I want his opinion on this. I want to know, hey, honestly, and I would want to meet with him privately on his exit interview because he has nothing left to hold back. And Rodney's a good man and doesn't want to say anything bad about the teammates. So I don't know if I'm going to get the unvarnished truth about the team. You don't get the truth about the coaches.
That's so interesting.
You get the truth about how he is perceiving how this is handled around good organizations and bad ones.
Yes. He's played elsewhere. He has teammates he talks to. He has people around the league he talks to. Remember, all these surveys come out at the end of the year. There's a lot of crowdsourcing going on. All these teams want to know what's going on everywhere else. It's why a lot of assistants are plucked from other places. It's why Mike Vrabel was brought in. It wasn't just to get expertise from Mike Vrabel on how to block or how to do special teams, right? Or tight ends. Okay? It's also to see how the league works. These guys all go around. Remember, Sean Payton took a year off Was it just to do TV and get a fat paycheck? Maybe, sure. What was he also doing?
It doesn't hurt making money, but you're surveying the landscape, you're learning things. And when you're on TV, all these teams, they roll out the red carpet for you. So you get to see behind-the-scenes stuff that you would have never have seen because they're so protected when you are a coach in the league, obviously. But when you're there, hey, they roll it out for you, especially when you're at training camp.
I just want people to think about this as we leave. So you don't want Haslam to be a part of any of these processes, okay? When people are done with Andrew Berry, and a lot of people are done with Kevin Stefanski.
Uh-huh.
Who do you want making decisions? And nobody wants Paul DePodesta to move within 3,000 miles of this place.
I think it's... So, well, he's already within 3,000 miles.
So. What do you want? I don't know.
Barely.
You seen the fires out there?
Oh, that's...
It's kind of scary.
That is
but,
scary. God bless those people.
But what do you want? What do you want right now? Because if you want a total house cleaning, who do you want to conduct a search? You want the 33rd team to come on in? You want Corn
Ferry? I would rather have Jimmy Haslam and the Haslams conduct the search than Corn Ferry or the 33rd team.
Isn't Joe Banner on the 33rd team?
Holy
jeez. All comes back around. Magazine again. Oh my God in heaven.
Ken, 31-4.
Yeah. Can't ignore 31-4. Can't ignore 31-4. Can't ignore 31-4.
Well, let's hear it. Come on. Let's go, Cavs. Biggest game of the
let's
year.
Let's go.
National let's television.
Go. Rain threes. He knocks it down.
Why don't we just win by 15? We've been doing
I'm
it all year.
I'm fine by 15.
Why can't we just do it tonight?
Let's do it.
Evan Mobley.
Kick ass.
Who's going to guard him? Who's going to guard Evan Mobley?
Alexander, kick his ass. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, kick
his
ass
too.
Can't ignore 31-4. Can't ignore 31-4. Can't ignore 31-4.